Esta es la lección 6 de Pimsleur, inglés 3.
Listen to this conversation.
Tell me, Mr. Robles, what do you do?
I work for ICA. I'm an engineer.
And how long have you been here in New York?
Since yesterday. I arrived yesterday morning.
Are you here for work or are you on vacation?
On vacation. My sister is married to an American and she lives here in the city. I try to visit her often.
That's why your English is so good.
Ella acaba de decir,
"That's why your English is so good."
Lo que significa, "Por eso es tan bueno su inglés."
Listen again.
Tell me, Mr. Robles, what do you do?
I work for ICA. I'm an engineer.
And how long have you been here in New York?
Since yesterday. I arrived yesterday morning.
Are you here for work or are you on vacation?
On vacation. My sister is married to an American and she lives here in the city. I try to visit her often.
That's why your English is so good.
You're speaking with an American acquaintance. She says,
Mi hermano vive en México.
My brother lives in Mexico.
Es ingeniero.
He's an engineer. He's an engineer.
Y trabaja para una compañía norteamericana.
And he works for an American company. For an American company.
En Puebla.
In Puebla.
Ask how long he's lived there.
How long has he lived there?
She answers,
Desde hace mucho tiempo.
For a long time. A long time.
Casi 10 años.
Almost 10 years.
El invierno pasado fui a México.
Last winter I went to Mexico.
A visitar a mi hermano.
To visit my brother.
Try to say,
Traté de aprender español.
I tried to learn Spanish. Learn. Tried to learn. I tried to learn Spanish.
Pero no era fácil.
But it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy.
Tell her.
Sí, el español es difícil. Acuérdese de omitir el.
Yes, Spanish is difficult. Spanish is difficult.
Es tan difícil como el inglés.
It's as difficult as English. As difficult as. It's as difficult as English.
How does she ask?
¿Lo cree?
Do you think so? Do you think so?
Now ask her if her brother is married.
Is your brother married?
She says,
Sí, su esposa enseña inglés.
Yes, his wife teaches English.
Say that your sister's a teacher too.
My sister's a teacher too.
Say,
Enseña español.
She teaches Spanish.
Está casada con un norteamericano.
She's married to an American.
Es administrador de una tienda de departamentos.
He's a department store manager.
She asks,
¿dónde viven?
Where do they live?
Answer,
en San Francisco.
In San Francisco.
Viven allí desde hace mucho tiempo.
They've lived there for a long time.
Mi hermana habla inglés muy bien ahora.
My sister speaks English very well now. She speaks very well.
She says,
San Francisco es una ciudad bonita.
San Francisco is a beautiful city.
Try to say,
es casi tan bonita como Puebla.
It's almost as beautiful as Puebla. It's almost as beautiful as Puebla.
Now she says,
su inglés es muy bueno.
Your English is very good.
¿Dónde lo aprendió?
Where did you learn it?
Now try to ask,
¿dónde aprendió a hablarlo?
Where did you learn to speak it? To speak it. Learn to speak. Where did you learn to speak it?
Say,
en México.
In Mexico.
Aprendí inglés en México.
I learned English in Mexico. Learned.
Say that you studied it for a long time.
I studied it for a long time.
She says,
pues, su inglés es realmente muy bueno.
Well, your English is really very good.
Gracias por el cumplido.
Thank you.
Say again.
Lo estudié durante mucho tiempo.
I studied it for a long time. For a long time.
Say,
pero el inglés no es fácil.
But English isn't easy. But English isn't easy.
El inglés es difícil.
English is difficult. English is difficult.
She says,
el español es tan difícil como el inglés.
Spanish is as difficult as English. Spanish is as difficult as English.
Ask,
¿lo cree?
Do you think so?
Yo creo.
I think.
Say that you think Spanish is easier than English.
I think Spanish is easier than English. Easier. Easier. Spanish is easier than English.
Say again.
Creo que el español es más fácil que el inglés.
I think Spanish is easier than English.
Now she asks,
¿Tiene hermanos?
Do you have any brothers? Any brothers?
Tell her that you have one brother.
I have one brother.
Es ingeniero.
He's an engineer.
Trabaja para una compañía pequeña en Morelia.
He works for a small company in Morelia. A small company.
Le gusta su empleo.
He likes his job.
Pero no es muy fácil.
But it's not very easy. It isn't very easy.
Now you and a colleague are going to have dinner in a restaurant. You and a colleague are going to have dinner in a restaurant. The waiter says,
He aquí el menú.
Listen and repeat. Here's the menu. 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 Say,
He aquí el menú.
Here's the menu.
Primero, usted repasa la carta de vinos. Pregúntele a su colega, ¿le gustaría un vino tinto? Un se omite.
Would you like red wine?
O un vino blanco.
Or white wine. Or white wine.
She answers,
Prefiero vino blanco. Prefiero.
Listen and repeat.
Prefer. 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 I prefer.
Try to say,
Prefiero vino blanco.
I prefer white wine. I prefer white wine.
En inglés, hay algunos equivalentes de preferir. Uno de ellos es
rather. I'd rather stay home.
Sin embargo, al comparar una cosa con otra, para expresar cuál le gusta más, usted dirá
prefer.
Diga otra vez que prefiere vino blanco.
I prefer white wine.
Ask.
¿Y usted?
And you?
Say.
Yo prefiero vino blanco también.
I prefer white wine too.
Now you want to say.
Pidamos una botella de vino blanco. Primero, botella.
Listen and repeat.
Bottle. Bottle. Oh. Bot. Bottle.
Try to say,
Una botella de vino blanco.
A bottle of white wine. A bottle of white wine.
Ahora, pedir.
Listen and repeat.
Order. Der. Or. Order. To order.
Try to say,
pidamos. Literalmente, ordenemos.
Let's order. Let's order.
Una botella de vino blanco.
A bottle of white wine.
Try to say,
ambos preferimos vino blanco.
We both prefer white wine. We both prefer white wine.
Pidamos una botella de vino blanco.
Let's order a bottle of white wine. Let's order a bottle of white wine.
Now the waiter comes back. He asks,
¿están listos para pedir?
Listen. Are you ready to order? Are you ready to order?
He aquí la palabra listos.
Listen and repeat. Ready. D. Red. Ready. Say,
listos.
Ready. Ready to order. Try to ask,
¿están listos para pedir?
Are you ready to order? Are you ready to order?
Trate de contestar brevemente que sí.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
Estamos listos para pedir.
We're ready to order. We're ready to order.
Piden sus platillos y luego dicen, y nos gustaría una botella de vino blanco.
And we'd like a bottle of white wine.
Now you want to ask the waiter,
¿qué recomienda?
Listen and repeat.
What do you recommend? Recommend. Recommend.
Ask,
¿qué recomienda?
What do you recommend?
¿Qué vino recomienda? Literalmente, ¿cuál vino?
Which wine do you recommend? Which wine do you recommend?
Él señala la carta de vinos y dice, este es muy bueno.
Listen and repeat. This one is very good. 1. This one. This one is very good.
Si en una oración en inglés no se menciona el objeto al que uno se refiere, a menudo hay que añadir la palabra
1.
Diga nuevamente, este es muy bueno.
This one is very good.
Ahora, señala otra lista y dice, pero prefiero este.
But I prefer this one. I prefer this one.
Bueno, entonces estamos listos para pedir.
All right, then we're ready to order. We're ready to order.
Nos gustaría una botella de este vino.
We'd like a bottle of this wine.
How does the waiter say?
Sí, ese es un buen vino.
Yes, that's a good wine. That's a good wine. Try to say,
ese es bueno.
That one is good. That one is good. Now he says,
lo recomiendo.
I recommend it. I recommend it.
Mientras esperan su orden, hablan de sus familias. Diga que su hija vive en Florida.
My daughter lives in Florida.
Es gerente en el
First Bank of Miami.
She's a manager at First Bank of Miami.
Su esposo es ingeniero.
Her husband is an engineer.
Los visito frecuentemente en invierno.
I often visit them in the winter. I often visit them.
Your colleague says,
mi hijo es ingeniero también.
My son is an engineer too.
Trabaja para una pequeña compañía en Seattle.
He works for a small company in Seattle.
Le gusta Seattle.
He likes Seattle.
Pero llueve mucho ahí.
But it rains a lot there.
Now she says,
su inglés es muy bueno.
Your English is very good.
¿Dónde aprendió a hablarlo?
Where did you learn to speak it? Where did you learn to speak it?
Say,
aprendí inglés en México.
I learned English in Mexico.
Lo estudié durante mucho tiempo.
I studied it for a long time.
El inglés es difícil.
English is difficult.
She says,
el español es difícil también.
Spanish is difficult too.
Yo creo que el español es tan difícil como el inglés.
I think Spanish is as difficult as English. I think Spanish is as difficult as English.
Say,
¿de veras? Yo creo.
Really? I think.
Yo creo que el español es más fácil que el inglés.
I think Spanish is easier than English. I think Spanish is easier than English.
Otro día, usted está cenando con una conocida. ¿Cómo pregunta la mesera si ustedes están listos para pedir?
Are you ready to order? Are you ready to order?
Pregúntele qué recomienda.
What do you recommend?
Les dice que el bistec es muy bueno. Bistec.
Listen and repeat.
Steak. Steak. Steak.
Diga que el bistec es muy bueno.
The steak is very good.
Say.
De acuerdo. Nos gustaría el bistec.
Okay, we'd like the steak. We'd like.
Say that you'd both like the steak.
We'd both like the steak. We'd both like. We'd both like the steak.
Nos gustaría una botella de vino tinto también.
We'd like a bottle of red wine, too.
Say,
yo prefiero vino blanco.
I prefer white wine.
Pero con bistec.
But with steak.
El vino tinto es mejor. Recuerde que él se omite.
Red wine is better. With steak, red wine is better.
It's another evening in another restaurant.
Como dice la mesera, he aquí nuestro menú.
Here's our menu.
Y la carta de vinos.
And the wine list.
A few minutes later, she comes back.
¿Cómo pregunta si están listos para pedir?
Are you ready to order?
Conteste brevemente que sí.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
Say,
primero, nos gustaría una botella de vino tinto.
First, we'd like a bottle of red wine.
Ask her which one she recommends.
Which one do you recommend? Which one?
Señalando la carta de vinos, ¿cómo dice la mesera, este es muy bueno?
This one is very good. This one is very good.
Say.
De acuerdo. Entonces, nos gustaría una botella de este vino.
Okay, then we'd like a bottle of this wine.
Y a ambos nos gustaría el bistec.
And we'd both like the steak.
Este es el final de la lección 6.